what did you hear as the president and then as Secretary Panetta and General Dempsey laid out this change in strategy? What did you hear that would affect members of the contracting community?
Well, I mean, when you start talking about a restructuring, you know, the armed forces, when you're looking at, you know, at different focuses with regard to, you know, what strategy is going to lead to requirements, companies have to think about, you know, basically where things are headed, what the focus will be. Is it cybersecurity? What technologies are going to be, you know, the DOD going to be focusing on? That's what people are talking about now. That's what they're thinking about.
There are some concepts that the names of which have been tossed around for a while, better buying and so forth. What are some of those buzzwords that actually do have some meat behind them that you think we'll be hearing a lot more of over the next couple of years to maybe half decade?
Well, how about if I tell you what I think some of the key buzzwords are
All right.
that ought to be talked about?
I'll take it.
I've got a couple of them. First, I think contract duplication. You know, there are too many contracts out there right now, and there's a pre-existing foundation of government-wide contracts that DOD and other agencies who are also going to be downsizing, changing mission, you know, looking at how they're going to meet their mission requirements ought to be looking at. It costs industry money to put new contracts in place. It costs government money to put those contracts in place. And when there's already contracts there that people can do task order competitions under, that's a win-win for both government and industry and ultimately for the taxpayer. So I think one of the things that DOD could look at is reducing the number of contracts and focusing on what's already there. I also think that a key fundamental for improving value and outcomes for government and industry and the taxpayer is requirements development. Sound requirements development, that's a standard commercial practice. If you talk to commercial firms, when they buy for themselves, they spend boatloads of time trying to figure out what the requirements are. They have their best people work on that, and their best people work on the transaction. You know, DOD and civilian agencies need to continue to focus and improve the focus on developing sound requirements that and communicating with government. I think Dan Gordon's Mythbusters campaign is, you know, it's more relevant each and every day and more vital that government and industry talk about requirements so that both sides understand and leads to better performance. It saves the taxpayers money and better outcomes.
Dan Gordon, by the way, you gave me an opportunity to plug the fact that he's going to be on the program tomorrow between 3 and 4 as our guest for the entire hour, talking about a survey that we conducted in the Chief Acquisition Officers community in the federal government on their priorities for 2012. So if you don't have a chance to hear that, we're going to post that later on federalnewsradio.com. But that's between 3 and 4 tomorrow on In-Depth with Francis Rose.
Absolutely.
All right, don't miss that, Roger. Now, a couple of things I wanted to ask you about those things that you mentioned. With the requirements development, that's been hard for DOD and other agencies to get right for who knows how long. I mean, this is something that they've been struggling with forever. Is it just the fact that the budget pressures will maybe force agencies to do better on that? Or what's going to be the driver, do you think, to really get agencies to figure out, not just DOD, other agencies, that this is something we really have to get a handle on?
I think there is a recognition that requirements is something that they do need to get a handle on. I think that's, I mean, definitely DOD, obviously. But across government as well. And I think it's about management. It's about leadership. It's about, I also think there's opportunities to start thinking about how to leverage government resources, just like the government wants to leverage contracting resources. You know, internally, you know, and one of the things that we talked about when I was on the SARA panel is, you know, should GSA develop a market research capability that helps identify trends in services buying and does and provides that sort of information to agencies so that they can help them better figure out what they really need regarding services and how to articulate that. And, you know, perhaps there's an opportunity within the department to better leverage requirements development across the services. I think they are doing that type of thing. But even using, you know, a central purchasing arm like GSA to leverage, you know, expertise in contracting, but also developing expertise that all agencies can rely on as a shared service for requirements development. Perhaps that's an approach that might be explored, especially as agencies do downsize their, you know, their workforces.
You also talked about value, and your organization, the Coalition for Government Procurement, and some other organizations responded to this announcement last week from the Pentagon by talking about value. Is there a concern, do you think, either in your mind or among your members, that the value is important to focus on for fear that we might be seeing a lot more low-price, technically acceptable type contracts from DOD?
I think, you know, each procurement transaction, you've got to take a look at it as a government contracting officer and figure out what makes sense for that procurement. I think an over-reliance or looking at low-cost, technically acceptable, you forget the lessons learned. I was back in government 25 years ago now, when there was a lot more low-cost, technically acceptable buying. And, you know, frankly, I think that is short-term sort of gain by getting a lower price, long-term cost the government money in poorer performance and, frankly, less value. That's why using best value procurements and assessing, obviously price has got to be a significant factor in any kind of a competition, but doing best value and utilizing best value was a reaction to the fact that the level of service and the product that was being provided under a technically acceptable low cost approach ultimately wasn't meeting the needs and many times actually ended up costing more for the government than if they had done a best value and looked at the long-term return from the procurement.